The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Day number one of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference today, and it is a big deal. Folks converging on Bismarck, North Dakota for an extraordinary event. It'll take place today, tomorrow, and on Thursday. Let's see here. How many years they've been doing this now? 1992, I guess, is when it started. And get a load of this. 48 states, District of Columbia, 7 Canadian provinces, and 9 foreign countries. We'll be represented, all learning about the very latest in developments in oil production in the Bakken and the Williston Basin. 80 speakers.
So back in the early 90s, somebody told you, hey, you know, I bet one day we're going to have to double the size of the Bismarck Civic Center so 3,300 plus can come in and be at this thing. What would you have said?
Yeah, pretty amazing. And we will get to see the newly expanded Bismarck Civic Center for the big event, so much so they can accommodate 530 exhibits. By the way, we talk a lot about oil and gas development and the Bakken on the program. And if you're just, you know, have an insatiable appetite to know the very latest and really know what's happening, these Bakken educational sessions today are fabulous. And Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Ness of Nessa Consulting Services, Allison Ritter of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota will be giving two of these today. They're free, open to the public, at the ballroom of the Ramkota Hotel. 1:30 to 3:30 is one of them, and 3:30 to 5. And I also downloaded my Williston Basin Petroleum Conference app. So I have the very latest on all the speakers and the schedules.
Oh, my
and
God, I'm behind an app here.
Yeah. Android and Apple version of that baby today. So check that out. It should be fun. We do have one of the keynote speakers that will be speaking on value-added opportunities in the Bakken. There are so many, now, this many years in, we know, okay, oil companies and, you know, oil service companies and trucking companies and all the different spinoffs there, but there are so many other spinoffs, specifically value-added. There's actually a new study that has been done to pinpoint some of those, and we're going to meet the man behind the study later on this hour. I mean, plastics and, you know, liquid to natural gas and fertilizer plants and all kinds of other things that bring promise for every corner of North Dakota. We'll find out about that.
If I'd have told you that you would have come into K-Fire with a flyer that said $16 to $20 in the fast food industry in Williston, North Dakota, 22 years ago, what would you have told me?
No kidding. Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, that kind of... You know, there's that kind of spinoff on jobs, you know, from food and lodging and all the other things as well. But there's also products there's byproducts, value added from the oil and gas that can provide all kinds of jobs in every corner of North Dakota. So just limitless. We'll find out more about that study. Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General of North Dakota, has been in the news lately on a couple of things. One, an appeal by the state of North Dakota on the heartbeat legislation overturned by a Fargo judge. And then later by a federal judge. And so we'll speak with him about that, about the request from Williston officials on what tools they have concerning rising rents, as well as the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, where he will speak as well. So that'll be later on in the program today as well. We want to know what's on your mind, and here is the telephone number to call us, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have a special request today. And it is for Native Americans in our audience that I'd love to have join us on the program and answer a couple of questions for me. I'm perplexed to see how this controversy over a stupid T-shirt by some idiotic students off campus has caused the higher education system, the University of North Dakota leadership, to focus like a laser beam on this. Came to the state capitol yesterday, headline of the Bismarck Tribune today, Stopping Campus Racism. University officials and tribal leaders gathering to discuss diversity Monday in an effort to prevent racist incidents on college campuses. Now, think of the history of our great country and some rather ugly chapters when we could talk about racist incidents on campuses or on buses, or in lunch counters, or in other schools on segregation. That would be racist. We could, you know, the history books are filled with examples of real hatred and racism.
Turning fire hoses on people.
Exactly.
Masks. Exactly.
Burning crosses. I mean, I mean, horrific. Okay. And I'm curious if folks in the Native American community consider this T-shirt situation to be on that level, because clearly the educational leaders do. University System Chancellor Larry Scogin yesterday called the incident embarrassing, said he was livid when he learned about it.
It is embarrassing.
It says the abusive, abrasive, derogatory nature of the messages on those T-shirts is plainly and simply racism. You have tribal leaders that want they want action here, and they are calling for the students to be expelled. Here's what the chairman of the Standing Rock Tribe said, hey, even if free speech protect these students, who cares? Who cares? Do the right thing. You feel in your heart, not in your head, he pointed at university officials and said. You feel it in your heart, not in your head, not in your mind. You guys all feel it. This is wrong. Expel them. Expel the students. Zero tolerance. If you do something like that, we won't be meeting like this every other year. Okay, so first of all, I still don't believe this is racist. I think it's stupid, horrible, awful. I don't get it's racist. I think that demeans racism to suggest that these T-shirts are racism, because racism to me is what I described earlier in other ugly chapters in our nation's history. But I'm a 49-year-old white guy, okay? So I don't know that I'm the one well-equipped here to answer this, which is why I sincerely want to hear from Native Americans. Wouldn't you rather meetings at the state capitol pertain to issues that have a real opportunity to change, improve lives of Native Americans? Shouldn't we be talking about the systemic problems of law enforcement lines and dealing with child abuse and drugs and diabetes? And by the way, the University of North Dakota is getting a bad name in all this. I don't believe, and I'd love to hear from Native Americans that have been on that campus, who've come from that campus, who know the campus. Think of the good that's been done for Native Americans at the University of North Dakota.
Would I be racist if I wore a super super sober T-shirt to counter the super drunk shirt? Would that make me a racist at that point?
Well, I got to say something about this. I don't know if folks have heard about this, but we'll just briefly explain. There's a couple from Michigan that happen to be Native American that have countered the T-shirt message with the description you just described. T-shirts that have almost the identical look, only instead of saying super drunk, they say super sober.
Yeah.
And what they're talking about...
Positive.
Yeah,
so.
they're talking about a stereotype in the Native American community, which, by the way, these T-shirts were a stereotype. They were stupid. I'm not trying to defend them, but I don't believe they were racist myself. And I think that the reaction to them is way overblown. For lack of a better term, I really see this as fiend outrage from a group of folks who need to remain relevant. And the only way they remain relevant is to run around and suggest that racism is rampant and that Native Americans are victims. And I would think Native Americans would reject this, which is why I sincerely would love to ask just a few simple, basic questions. I mean, I want to hear from the Native American community. Is this a controversy? Is racism a problem at UND, where you live or work, if not at UND? And would you rather meetings at the state capitol or on campus or protests focus on bigger issues than a small group of idiotic kids that create a stupid, offensive T-shirt? Way, way overblown to me.
And do these kids reflect the majority of UND?
Yeah. And by the way,
anywhere else in North Dakota,
not all of them are even students. This didn't take place on campus. So again, we want a pound of flesh here, but you're really asking the university administration officials and higher ed officials in North Dakota to do something they simply cannot do. I don't know. Every day is a new headline. As I say, front page, top of the fold in the Bismarck Tribune today, stopping campus racism. Fargo Forum, similar thing. Two stories on this. One on the T-shirt that is countering this, but the other one, tribal leaders want UND to take action on racism. Standing Rock chair, expel the students who wore offensive T-shirts at Springfest.
Can you, though?
It is getting overblown. Way, way overblown to me.
Can you expel them?
And by the way, is there an elected leader or a higher ed official willing to say this? Is there someone out there somewhere that is willing to say, wait a minute. Here's how you answer the question. And again, priority to Native American voices on this, because I want to know if leaders on campus, folks like Lee Janot, who, by the way, is now suggesting that UND students, or rather Native American students, consider not going to UND. Yeah. Here's the story from the Forum News Service reporting this. Native American UND students are considering filing a grievance with the Office of Civil Rights and possibly informing tribes to not send students to the university, said Lee Janot of UND's American Indian Student Services. And Lee Janot's a longtime agitator on the name. He's you know, plays the victim card better than anybody. I want to know, does he represent the majority of Native Americans? I really do. I want to hear from Native Americans on this. And here's how you answer that. 800-228-0550. The Office of Civil Rights, a federal investigation over a stupid T-shirt. Are you kidding me? 701-258-0550. Or you can email your comments in studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Again, the number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. When you call, you can press 1 and leave a message with your comments, or press 2 and chat with Todd and I off the air. More coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead, folks. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Helen. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break, and then we'll get to your calls live as well. Rod in Garrison, Brian in Western North Dakota, Dan in Lake Park, Bob in West Hope, all coming up here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead and roll that clip, Chris.
Yeah, this is Kathy. I just think it's silly the way people overreact to racist trivia. I think they should just all take it the way the Norwegians and the Polacks have in North Dakota. They all know what kind of crushing jokes are told about Norwegians and Polacks. And if we got upset the way, say, Native Americans do, the Norwegians would be out there still killing people with their swords and clubs, and the Polacks would be out there killing people with pitchforks and hoes. I think it's time people get over it the way the Polacks have, and I am one. We just laugh along with it. That's my solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. Rod in Garrison, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Rod. Tell me.
Copy.
Yes, gotcha.
Yeah, well, my idea of why are we getting our professors and senators and the state involved? Just sue the people that wore the shirts and be done with it.
Now, who should sue them?
The Indians that are pushing this effort.
Are you offended?
Yes, very much so.
Is it racism?
No, sir.
So it's just offensive. It's dumb. Stupid.
Yep. Yes, definitely so.
Okay, and should we sue over everything we're offended by?
Well, I think if they have a case, they should sue the individuals that wore the T-shirts and quit involving all our high-powered people. Get on with what's important.
Rod, appreciate the call. Brian, in Western North Dakota, listening on KTGO. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
Good, sir.
Hey, I wanna know where all the outrage is from the Native Americans on the state highway signs of a headdress silhouette with the numbers on them. I wouldn't want a number if I was a Native American on a highway. I mean, isn't that kind of racism? Put the number on a headdress.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
replace
a
replace all those.
It's,
too, then.
It wouldn't rise to the stereotype offensive nature of the T-shirts. But Brian, I take your point. I think you know, again, if we all agree that some of the horrific things that happened literally that were racism led to, you know, dragging people behind vehicles and cross burnings and all the horrible, awful things that happened, beatings, to segregation of lunch counters and restrooms and, you know, where you sit on a bus. Okay. Everybody's going to say that's racism. And if we've gotten to the point now where, you know, we need meetings and protests and action and people expelled and Office of Civil Rights over T-shirts, to me that says we've come a long way. I would put the signs in the same category. I just think that's
you can't even walk down the street and talk to anybody anymore to offend somebody about something. I mean, you know, you're it's like you got to keep your mouth shut everywhere you go.
Well,
not
here's the deal, though.
I
don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I believe that the whole issue over the Finding Sue name was driven by a small group of professional protesters.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I don't believe the vast majority of Native Americans, sat there and found themselves offended by it every day. Most of them saw it as an opportunity to teach all of us white folks about their culture and learn more about it. But that chapter is past, right? Now we're on to this. I can't believe that the vast majority of Native Americans see this as an issue that requires meetings at the state capitol, Twomley Hall in a Twitter, the protests necessary, the hand-wringing that's going on. Well, shouldn't we be worrying about issues that are much more important to improving the lives of Native Americans than a T-shirt controversy?
Most certainly. You can't stifle the rights to speak freely or to express your opinion in a public place unless it's so disgusting you get arrested for it or something, or you do something stupid. But evidently this isn't stupid enough, but somebody's calling on the Native American side to do something about it. And I think it's going to be nay on both sides of somebody doing something about it. They just can't do that in a public place.
Well, my theory, and I need help from the Native American community on this, is that's the case. But, you know, they're the ones that need to be heard from. I think it'll go away quickly if enough Native Americans rise up and say, you know, come on, get on to something more important, and maybe prove that we've got a group of professional protesters that just use examples like this to have some job security, I guess. See, I'm relevant. I'm here. I'm doing something. You know, I think it's kind of silly. Appreciate the call, Brian. Let's get one last thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, these people are just pushing our officials in a corner to do something, and they're going to end up, you know, everybody's just going to end up being angry over it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. So let's go to Bob in West Hope. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
What was said on them T-shirts? That's what I'd like to find out.
Super drunk. And it had a logo, not a university logo, but it just what was a Native American chief, and then a beer bong,
S-I-O-U-X per, not S-U per.
Right, just as in the fighting Sioux.
Right.
Super drunk. And so, you know, it was perpetuating a stereotype that Native Americans, abuse alcohol. And you know, sadly, that's something that is true. There is a great deal of alcoholism among Native Americans. So I guess, you know, that's far from sensitive. It's offensive.
Well,
it's stupid.
Were these kids saying that, though, or are these kids just saying that they're drunk and they're Sioux people, therefore they're super drunk? They may not even realize that stereotype.
Supposedly, they talked about this in some of the forums online, some of the social media.
Well, and obviously some do, but I'm sure there are plenty that were just, you know, going for the moments and going, hey, drunk, man.
They're idiots.
Super drunk, man.
They're idiots. But for Larry Scogan, the chancellor, to now say this represents a legacy of racism that we have.
It almost sounds like they should be on drugs besides liquor.
I don't know what you mean, Bob.
Well, if they're hanging around and talking like they do, whatever. I mean, what would happen if I would come out and put a thing on my T-shirt with a cross of it and down and say, love Jesus or something like that, whatever, and that would be a racist?
Bob, appreciate the call. Thank you, James in Lisbon. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, James. Trying to go to James here quick, Shane, if we can, before the break. James, go ahead. Now I can hear you quickly.
Okay. Yep. All right. I was going to say I've been Native for several years now, and it's tasteless, yes. But, you know, I'm in the car right now. I can't look it up. But there was somebody back in the day, back in the Founding Fathers' day, that said, you know, I don't agree with anything you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. I think I'd rather live in that country than a country where you can't wear a damn T-shirt without being,
well said, James.
You know, crucified.
Yeah. Well said. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hillen. By the way, this debate continues on our Facebook page. Has some of these similar questions, not only about this issue on the T-shirt controversy, but also about the VA, because we're getting more and more information about some of these lists. We asked the other day about care here among our veterans, and most folks had great things to say about the VA care here. But this is a growing scandal nationwide. A lot of folks weighing in on that. So if you want to do that, check it out on our Facebook page. We continue on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And, you know, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of the things I most appreciate about them, their principles. Yeah. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, they stand very firmly for a set of beliefs that guide everything they do. And one of those Farm Bureau beliefs is America's unparalleled progress is based on freedom and dignity of the individual, sustained by basic moral and religious concepts. Economic progress, cultural advancement, ethical and religious principles flourish best where people are free, responsible individuals. Individual freedom and opportunity must not be sacrificed in a quest for guaranteed security. We believe in government by legislative and constitutional law, impartially administered, without special privilege, says the Farm Bureau. And they have a whole list of beliefs. If you find a Farm Bureau representative, ask them for a copy. That's very good, and it guides a lot of what they do, and I appreciate an organization that does that. A lot of membership benefits, but one of them is a group that stands up for some beliefs that are, in my view, the vast majority of folks here in the great state of North Dakota. NDFB.org to find out more about them. We're going to meet one of the speakers at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming up here in a moment, but we have some calls waiting to weigh in on our question that we started the hour with today. We'll get those in here, and then we'll meet our guests. Jeff in Jamestown, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Hello. Right, we'll start with Jeff in Minot, actually, then Jeff in Jamestown. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, you guys have been talking about the races card. I think it's more disturbing that we let all these foreigners in our own country that can't speak English. I think that's a little bit racist, and I'd like to know what your general public thinks about that.
All right. Tying it to the immigration issue. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Jamestown, give us your take. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
My mother was a graduate of the UND in the late 50s, and there was always a handful of these rabble-rousers in that era complaining about the same thing. This is a freedom of speech issue. Everybody has the right to say what they think or want to do or put out. I don't want to lose that. And you know what? I don't have to wear a T-shirt. I don't have to look at it. What's the big deal here?
Yeah, again, there's a lot of people saying this is racism. And no, I don't know how a T-shirt can be racist, quite honestly.
I guess you could call it that, but still, it's a joke, just like anything, Polacks, Norwegians, whatever. I don't know what the... It's like they want to either extort or take center stage, be in the front. I don't know. I think it's a joke. We're getting too crazy about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, overblown. And I want somebody to stand up and say it. You know, I'm talking about an elected leader. I'm talking about somebody from the higher education. I really
they
do.
They need to. Why are they such a bunch of candies about this? Get up and say what's really everybody else is thinking. This is enough of this. It's a freedom of speech issue.
They're bullied. They're bullied and they take it. From these Jesse Jacksons of the Native American community in North Dakota. That's what it is, and which is all job preservation for these groups.
I would give anything to have my logo on my business tied to UND. That's quite a deal. I would give anything to do that, and they don't seem to appreciate that.
Jeff, some great comments. Thank you. One more on this. Roger in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. We'll return to this next hour and anything else on your mind, but I want to get to our guest here. Roger Bismarck, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I would like to say that I too think that this is highly overblown as far as, you know, getting your nose out of joint about things. I go out and I attend the United Tribes powwow, you know, every couple of years, and they're always selling T-shirts out there that are kind of controversial. They say things like Custer Warren arrow shirt and fighting terrorism since, you know, 1700s, and they got pictures of Geronimo and Sitting Bull and these guys. And, you know, I've been out there and I've seen these T-shirts and I just kind of smile and say, well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I just walk on and I don't, you know, take it to, you know, I realize that there's some underlying currents there, but whatever, this is a free country and you're entitled to that. And so my challenge is if Larry Scogin's going to put the hammer down on these other kids, are they going to expel all of the kids from the tribe schools for wearing these T-shirts? Is Professor Gipp going to stop these vendors from selling these controversial T-shirts at the powwows in the future? I wonder if there's going to be some, you know, tit versus tat here.
All right, Roger, appreciate that. Thank you. One emailer, Harry says, Larry Scogin says we have a legacy of racism. That is a very large reaching statement. Hoping others are offended as I am. There are a few idiots along the way, but I, like so many, learned about respect and diversity right at UND. More than anything, I learned I could completely disagree with the ideas from people that I respected or learned to respect through the dialogue. Appreciate all the comments on this. Thanks a bunch. We'll chat more next hour about this and other topics in the news. I want you to meet Don Berry right now. Don's the Vice President of Technology and Analytics Group at IHS Chemical and one of the presenters at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on value-added opportunities for North Dakota from the oil and gas industry. Don, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me come in.
Glad to have you here today. And folks, encourage you to take in Don's presentation tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And what is value added?
Okay. Let me just back up just a second. So in this state, we obviously know a lot about the oil and gas, and we think of it really as fuels, I think, traditionally here. But what we're looking at is taking those same materials, which aren't used in the main fuels, and turning them into higher-value materials, ultimately things that you normally would use and see every day, parts in an automobile, packaging, food packaging, washing machine cases. So it's really upgrading those, if you will, molecules to materials that you use. And as you go through each one of the steps, you add value to those products. So the idea is to look at possibilities of putting some value chains, that is starting with those materials, going downstream and getting more, frankly, more money, more profit at each step back to the state.
All right. So in other words, value added is taking a feedstock, which would be oil and gas. We know oil is turned into gasoline and jet fuel and, you know, yeah, diesel and everything else, but finding other uses for it.
Correct.
And creating the product here.
Correct.
Right at the source of oil and gas.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay, so where's our greatest potential here in that regard?
Yeah,
A couple of them are on the table now, like fertilizer plants would be one example, right?
Yeah, fertilizer's there now, and what we looked at is the other materials, not to get too much on chemistry, but we were looking at other molecules which are not used at all, but I think the fertilizer is a great example, so it would be in parallel to that. And
LNG would be another example?
Well, we're looking at natural gas liquids. So what you would be doing, and let me just kind of break it down into two examples, is you'd be taking one of the major components, and which happens to be ethane, and converting it to, say, ethylene, then polyethylene. And polyethylene is the one that you would see as a consumer in all sorts of areas. And it's not consumer necessarily in North Dakota, but this can be easily shipped.
So what do we make from ethane?
Okay, so ethane would be ethylene, then polyethylene. And then the example would be then the polyethylene. Now, these are very safe to ship. They're solids. They're little pellets. They go by rail, and it could go to fabricate pipe, as an example, water pipe, which is needed in this state, or it could go down to the Rust Belt by rail, and there's all sorts of heavy industry there, particularly automotive parts. If you look in your car, you would see a number of fabricated parts.
Very interesting. And right now, for instance, yesterday, the new Hess plant at Tioga was expanded. Gas plant was unveiled, and they flipped the switch. Senator Hovind up there, Governor Dalrymple, and major day up there celebrating that momentous event. They're taking right now from all the natural gas and creating lots of different value-added pieces out of that in the Thames, right? And right now they take those and they ship them elsewhere where they're then made into these products you're talking about.
Well, essentially what they're doing is that stays in as fuel largely. And here's one example which represents a very good opportunity is there's an oversupply of some of these materials and you can't use it, the ethane. Let's just stay with that. And what happens is it stays in the methane and gets shipped out. So what we do is take that and pull it out in the gas processing plants here. So it leaves the state now largely as fuel. So we would capture it here at market price, which, by the way, is very advantaged. That's what this is all about, for someone to build a derivative plant, the polyethylene and ethylene.
So is this a two-step process, just to bear with me as being rather elementary about all of this, where you actually take the feedstock and pull out the particular a piece you're talking about,
right?
One of these things.
Right.
That's process one,
right?
And process two is then making a product from that.
Yeah. So
all here, though.
Yes. So what we're looking at, and when I say look at, we're just assessing it, analyzing it, and to a degree that the state or whoever could solicit outside companies to come in and build these assets. I mean, we're talking $1.5 billion, so it's not insignificant. But exactly that. So we're looking at what would be the financial return. So let me just stay with this case a second. So generally, just as a benchmark, when you look at a project, you think, okay, if you can get a 15% return, that's good. These are looking at in the 20%. So when we look at this one opportunity, the end game here is it looks like it could be a very profitable venture for sponsors. So what we're looking at in this particular case is you take the ethane that you just described, take it out of the gas that would normally be shipped south to Kansas, and then put in a very large facility to upgrade that to ethylene, okay? And that's a very large facility. It's about, would be, you need to be world scale to be competitive. It could be about 900 million pounds a year, nearly $1 billion. This is world scale, and then you take that and convert it to the solid, the polymer, which is what you fabricate products. So for now, we're looking at those two pieces in terms of our investigation, which show a very good return.
And you're really talking about opportunities throughout every corner of North Dakota here.
Yeah. So just by comparison, when we looked at the analysis, we not only did the what we call the NGL the NGL upgrade, but on the other side of the state, we're looking at biomass. So we did it to cover all parts of the state. And for the listeners, what's I think important is, if these projects could be developed, it would bring revenue, but also very good jobs. These are high-quality jobs, would enhance education. So the value, I think, to the individual is revenue to the state, but very good jobs.
We're talking to Don Berry. Don is the Vice President of Technology and Analytics Group with IHS Chemical. Did a fascinating study about all kinds of additional opportunities from the oil and gas development in North Dakota for manufacturing right here in the great state of North Dakota. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. We come back, I want to ask you where the lowest hanging fruit for this value added is. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best. With that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service, the calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulf Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What's on your mind? Today brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we often get questions asking why farmers do what they do. Prime example, why are farmers concerned about local county budgets? I don't get the connection. Well, we found an answer, thanks to the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Kirk, farmer from Arnegard, why are you and other growers concerned about local county budgets? Tell us, Kirk.
Farmers are concerned about local county budgets because their main source of revenue is from ag land property taxes. Since most of the rural property is owned by farmers, thus they carry most of the burden for the county budget. County commissioners are charged with funding all of the county's needs, plus funding any state mandates for social services and the like. Farmers and ranchers are mainly concerned about the roads and not any amenities that may be funded by the county. To sum it up, farmers and ranchers are concerned about county budgets because they feel property taxes they pay should be used to maintain the infrastructure leading to and surrounding the property being taxed and to service the county residents as a whole and not to fund projects for a select few that ask the commissioners for funding.
Makes sense. Goes back to, again, to the set of Farm Bureau beliefs that are at work at every level of government. Appreciate that. Why farmers do what they do. Ask your questions at ndfb.org. Contact us page and we'll get you answers. And thanks to Kirk from Arnegard for that answer today. Continuing our conversation now with Don Berry, who will be one of the presenters at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. By the way, our coverage from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference today, tomorrow, and Thursday, brought to you by some of our fine sponsors and help make this possible, and we want to thank them. They include Ide Bailey, they include Larson Engineering, and Montana Furniture and Mercantile. Thank you all very much. Don is the Vice President of Technology and Analytics Group at IHS Chemical, just in a study that he'll chronicle in great detail at tomorrow's conference, 11 a.m. You want to take this in. Where's the low-hanging fruit here, Don? That's what I'm kind of curious about, because this is fascinating and all the opportunities that are available here to take, again, all these things and turn them into manufacturing that does. Would you flip this mic back on for me, Todd? Tell me where the low-hanging fruit is.
Well, from a straight profitability, and it would be using the ethane to ultimately polyethylene, and then use those products like pipe, water pipe, or to ship it and sell it to the Rust Belt, where there's a lot of manufacturing. And there's a few others, and it's just a function of...
I like when there's more than one low-hanging fruit.
Right.
Prime example.
Yeah,
so.
We found in our study, which, by the way, we spent about a year working on, and we're presenting the results, I think, in an open forum on June 5th to the Commerce Department. And so there's a couple other ones, but they're all related, and not to get too technical, but the other one is what we call propane, and ultimately the products would be things, as I said before, that you see in your car, molded parts in the car, you know, around the seats and that type of thing, or even washing machine parts, things like that. And the third one is it's called butane, and ultimately that goes into rubber, which could go into hoses, tires, those type of things for cars, for the automobile industry, which would probably be done down in Ohio or something, but we could ship the rubber from the state by rail.
Does the cost savings from manufacturing these things that are used in everything, I mean, there's just limitless possibilities, the cost savings of manufacturing them where the feedstock is offset, you know, needing to get them then to population centers?
Yeah, so when you look at a project, and this is just basic, the golden rule is that it's all about feedstock and feedstock availability and price, and North Dakota has both of those, and that's what makes us attractive. And just to go on, there's two other pieces. One is you got to be able to produce it in the state as cheap as other places, and that can be done. These are standard technologies available. And the third one is the customer. And what we see is that typically a lot of these materials we call polymers, resins, are provided from the U.S. Gulf Coast. About one-third of consumption is in the Rust Belt, Ohio area. And so with the rail system in North Dakota, these could be shipped to the same customers at the same price or cheaper than coming up from the Gulf Coast. So there's advantage in all of the three major pieces of a project here.
Plastics and rubber are a big one, so like tires, for instance,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So in this case, you know, you would actually you'd make the tires here.
No, I mean, long term you could, but what we're thinking is you make the rubber and then you rail the bales of rubber effectively to the customer, because you would need tire manufacturers like Goodyear, Pirelli, Continental, that type of thing, and that could happen in time.
Where does Goodyear get their rubber from now?
They get it largely from the Gulf Coast.
Is that right?
U.S. Gulf Coast, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost all petrochemicals are supplied from the U.S. Gulf Coast.
And this is where North Dakota really, given is it because of the length of the play, how long this is going to last, did this make sense?
Yeah, when we look at this, we do projects and we do our forecasts out to 2035 and 2040. So absolutely, you have to have a plant which could be viable for 25 years at least.
You know, what I love most about this is, obviously the economic benefits from oil and gas production are well known in northwest North Dakota, and
right.
As the Bakken play expands. But you're talking about things that can go in areas that are not seeing the growth from that.
Yeah,
they can take on a specialty here.
Yeah, exactly. And as the industry gets developed, then you can put in. I mean, the one that always comes to mind is a pipe manufacturing plant. I mean, you can imagine the amount of pipe underground for all the water handling. That's something that could be built somewhere in North Dakota. But the caution here is these are very large projects, and they need to be executed well, and so the infrastructure needs to be built.
But for a Devil's Lake or a Grafton or a Wahpeton or a Lisbon or, you know, pick your town. There's a lot of wonderful opportunities here. Don, thanks for the information. Look forward to the presentation tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much,
Don. The Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. More coming up and more of your calls on What's On Your Mind after a break.
Don't go away. A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience, massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.